Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So Joanna, if she wasn't working on the staff, might email us because she's in a sort of an awkward position right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, Jason and I have been dating for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And Jason's my fiance, in case mm-hmm. you guys didn't know. But we've been dating.
Not boyfriend, but yeah. Fiance.
My fiance. He's married. I'm wearing his ring.
We live 2 hours away from one another. He lives in Columbus, Georgia, because he's stationed down there. And I live here in Atlanta. Well, when he's getting out of the Army and he's getting out this summer and he's going to go to school at Emory. And it's awesome. And I'm really excited for him. But one of our biggest conversations lately is, do we move in with one another when he moves here in the summer? Because I've been telling him from day one, I don't want to move in until we're married. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we're engaged. Is that the same as being married? But I don't want to compromise what I've been standing and saying, not till we're married, not till we're married. Engagement to me, does that say I can move in with him now, or should I still wait until we're married?
What was your reason behind not wanting to move in with each other up until now?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. You know, one, because of his side of the family, they're very strict about that. Like, you don't live with one another until you get married. And granted, I shouldn't really care what his family thinks or whatever. Because
no, I think you should.
No, yeah. Yes, you have to respect
the family.
I'm glad
that that's important to you.
And it's very important. But some people say, well, it should be what you feel and don't.
Not when you're marrying him.
Right. And I want his parents to respect me as a lady and as a woman, as the person who's going to be with him for the rest of my life.
Because they're going to be your family, too. It's not just his parents. This is your family now.
Grant, right. Well, they do live out of town, so it's not like they would know if we did live together.
You don't want to do that.
They would know, and you would figure it out. But even more important, you said, but what you want is to wait till you're married.
Yes, because I want there to be something different. I want there to be a difference between dating, engagement, and married. You know, I want the next day to pack up all my boxes and move into a place together so we can start that life together and our journey together as a married couple. I don't want it to go from living together, getting married, and still the same. You know, I know it's going to be the same, but I want there to be something different.
Well, my thought is that you have a say maybe in where he lives and where he moves to attend Emory. And then that you just know that that's the place that you'll move into once you're married, you know. But I don't see why you have to move in with him when he moves to Atlanta.
Well, because of financial reasons. Because financially, it would help him and I out if we live together. It just, I don't know if it makes sense for us to both be renting two apartments, but spending most of our times at one location.
But you're not renting now, right? You're back in with your folks.
No, I live at home. I mean, but I don't plan on still living there by next May. You know, I don't think I could do that.
You're thinking about moving up your engagement, your wedding date?
I wish I could, but no, we can't because we're paying for it ourselves. So we need that time to save as well.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. If it's what you've always wanted, I think you stick to it, regardless of both rents. I mean, sometimes you just have to do things that aren't practical in order to carve out your life the way you want it to be. It doesn't always have to be practical. So stay with your parents till you get married.
In fact, I'd say, you know, the more impractical, the better. Because, again, I mean, when you look at statistics, when it comes to marriage, most of them aren't working out. 60% of them aren't working out. So practical and traditional isn't working in our country. So I'm a big old fan of forging your own way.
Well, she's being impractical to end
to
up being
be traditional.
Right. But I think, I agree with Jen because, like, yeah, what decision would you regret the most?
I think that I would regret disrespecting his family.
That's the decision you don't do.
Yeah. Regardless of the sacrifice you have to make, either paying rent for yourself and for him or staying with your parents, that year it will fly by and then all of a sudden it'll be a blip on the radar that something that you guys had to pass through for the next year.
Because eventually you won't be in financial trouble. Mm-hmm. And then in the future, be like, God, if I had, it was only a year. Like Jen said, it was only a year. If I could have just sacrificed so that I got what I wanted and I could tell my children this story, what, you know, whatever makes you proud to tell, mm-hmm. because obviously that is something you wanted, you know?
Right.
Here is Jessica. Good morning, Jessica. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Hi.
Joanna, in all honesty, and I'm in no way saying that this is going to happen to you, and I really hope it does work out for you. I got married to my now ex-husband. We did not live together before we moved in, or before we got married. We moved in together and realized we could not live together.
Hmm.
So,
how long did you date?
We dated for a year beforehand, so you've got time on me. But I've realized you don't really know a person until you move in with them. You can see them in their at-home life and everything like that. Plus, it will kind of help you with finances if you're sharing a place. That way you're not putting so much into your rent. He's not putting into his rent. You can put just one rent. You have more to put away.
Well, as somebody who also has been through divorce, I think you always want to do the opposite of what you did the first time around. So, you know, whereas that's your advice because you guys didn't live together and then living together, you found all these problems. I would say the other way around. Like, I did live with my former husband before we got married. And if I ever got married again, I wouldn't want to live together. So right. You just don't want to repeat something you feel like was a mistake, or mm-hmm. you want the pattern to be different the second time around. So I would say be careful in taking advice from somebody. You know, and that's why I didn't give you my personal take on it, because it comes from my personal experience. Mm-hmm. It's like your decision should be based on mm-hmm. what you hold dear, the values right. you hold near to you, what's important to you right. with regard to his family.
And another thing that came to mind is that this has basically been a long distance relationship yes. up until this point. So I also think that, I mean, mainly based on what you want in your life, which is not to move in until you're married. But also the fact that going from long distance to moving in is a culture shock, because he's been in Columbus and you've been here, so you haven't spent every day together, day in and day out. So there's a part of me that thinks there should be a transition where he lives in town, yes. but you don't live together into...
It's a very good point.
Like baby steps.
Yeah, we're yes. going to... You know, we could take 100 calls on this and we'd get opinions on both sides, you know? For me, I think because I came from a divorced marriage... And my parents, it was an ugly, ugly divorce. Like, as a kid, I needed to be secure. Like, if I was getting into marriage, it was going to be one time and one time only. Mm-hmm. So I had to live with Stacy before I married her. I needed that peace of mind. But, you know, like I said, we're going to take 100 calls here. 50 people are going to agree. 50 are going to say right. no.
Well, I'd like to say that everyone says, oh, you don't really know someone until you live with them. And you don't know their habits. I'm not oblivious to Jason's bad habits. I know they're there. And I accept them. So it's not like I'm going to move in with him and then realize he's a messy person. I know that. I go there on the weekends and I see how messy he is. I know that I'm going to have to throw out all the rotten food he has in the refrigerator because he hasn't done it for a month. So I'm not afraid of that.
Do you know he downloads porn 7 hours a day?
Yeah, because I see it all the time on his computer.
That's the kind of thing that you might find out. You don't
never know.
She's like, right. It's all not his, so duh. Yeah. Don't make assumptions.
Hey, Lori, you're on the Burt Show, Q100. Hi.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. Joanna, I applaud you. I did it. My husband and I have been married 10 years now, and we did not move in before we were married. We held out. We even built a house. No one moved into the house. The house sat still for a month because it was done before our wedding date.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a story that we tell our two kids now, that, you know, it was a sweet engagement. It was a nice courtship. There, when you get married, you're going to go through an adjustment period. It's not, everybody's not going to be perfect. You're not going to be perfect, honey, because Jason's mm-hmm. going to probably tell you about some things that, you know,
that concept is so foreign to Joanna that she might not be perfect. She doesn't understand
that.
It's part of the adjustment period that's going to be so wonderful, and that's going to solidify your love for him and his love for you. So hold out, wait a year. I mean, people make it too easy. Hold out. I mean, you enjoy the courtship.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Lori.
And you know, I've in the past been publicly critical about people who live at home, except in the recession. You get a pass in the recession, but unless you're planning on something, and this is something big, this is your marriage. Because my best friend growing up did the same thing she did. It wasn't building a house, but they had an apartment that sat empty, and then they saved money to buy furniture in that time to go into that apartment as they were planning their wedding, so that on their wedding night, that is where they went before they took their trip somewhere else. So, aww. I mean, I do think
that's
that,
cool.
You know,
that's a great idea.
It is.
So if you lived at home and you are saving money for a specific purpose, which is to furnish someplace or for your wedding, whatever, I think that's justified, you know?
I don't know if this helps or not, but I know looking back at it now, I mean, I've been married 13 years now. 13 years. Same woman, 16 years. And looking back at it now, it wouldn't have mattered one way or the other. Had we moved in with each other beforehand or not, looking back at it, man, it seems so foreign to me. It just wouldn't have mattered.
Really?
I think to a guy, is it different for a guy, though, in what you want before your wedding day?
Well, I think there's less pressure on a guy of being judged.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, the families or whatever, I feel like are going to judge the woman in that decision more than they're going to judge
Maybe
the guy
so.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
to take credibility away what you said, but I'm just wondering if Stacy has the same opinion.
I don't know. We could get her on.
You know,
I don't think
curious.
She listens to this morning show. Hey, Rachel, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I just want to say, like, when I met my husband, we were both in a foreign country, and it was definitely, rent-wise, it was much cheaper to live together. And so we started living together 2 weeks after we even met each other, which is crazy. But and then when we moved to Atlanta, we kept on living together. And we went through the whole engagement living together, and then we got married, and we're still married now, and it's going great. And I personally recommend it just because you grow. I mean, getting married and all of a sudden living together and learning everybody's habits, I mean, it's an adjustment period, you have these high expectations, and you build yourself up to your wedding day, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're living together, you have all this, I guess it's like the wedding blues, and when people live together for all of a sudden, and then they just get freaked out, and they have all these fights, and I just think it's such a great idea to know what it's all about, and if she's already living at home, just stay there maybe and kind of live part-time with him and then live part-time at home. That way it's not a full-time commitment at his place.
I've got the solution. Move him in with your parents and
there
live there
you
for
go.
Your entire marriage.
Well, that's a great idea.
Maybe that's what we need. That'll help the divorce rate.
My mom does like baking him cakes and stuff, so I think he would like that too.
He would love that.
But her point is valid about if you guys do fight and have an argument in the home, that's a little different than arguing 2 hours away. So if you live together, you have to deal with that. Where do you go? Do you stay in the house when you argue? Do you go to separate rooms? Do you separate on that point?
That's going to happen anyway, though.
Yeah. Right?
You're going to fight anyway.
And we had that conversation just the other day. I said, well, what's going to happen when you move here? Does this mean, do I still only see you on the weekends? Like, it's weird. Like, I don't know what the next step is.
Right.
And I said, and if we fight, are you allowed to kick me out? Or do we have to, like, work it out? Like, I don't get it. I don't know what to do.
I can understand the desire to have that kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Just that kind of excitement that you don't know is part of the excitement on why you probably shouldn't move in with them now.
Yeah.
Like, learning how to do those things when you're married to me could be exciting also.
I just think it'd be too much of a culture shock. I got to be honest with you. I think that there are so many couples. I would love to see the statistics on couples who were long distance and then moved in together because I don't think that percentage is going to be good either.
I don't know. Hey, Dion, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, Bert. How you doing?
Okay. Thanks for calling. What's up?
My husband and I just had this very same conversation, and we were talking about it just the other day. We're happily married with 2 children, and we did the traditional thing. We didn't live together before we got married, and we regret it because his job was like 5 minutes down the road from my apartment, and he went and bought a condo just so that we could, you know, save face in front of both of our parents, and, you know, because they're more traditional, and we look back on it, and we're just like, that was crazy because we could have saved so much money, and it was just to appease them, and I feel like you should start your own family culture because you never know. I mean, his sister is now getting ready to move in with some guy and nobody's saying anything. And we have kids and we were thinking traditionally your grandparents are around and help you out. They're not helping us out. So it's like to, you know, just go away, do away with what you think that other people might think and just do what feels best for you because that really probably would have been best for us. But we were thinking about everybody else.
Don't you think, though, that it set up the relationship with your future in-laws, that you respected them and you respected their wishes, so you enter into that family with their respect?
Right. We entered into that family with respect and expectation, though. They had expectation of us, and we had expectation of them. And so I don't necessarily, I mean, everybody's happy-go-lucky, but our expectations weren't met, and we tried so hard to meet theirs.
Mm-hmm. It's there really is no right or wrong answer. The only right answer is what's right for you and Jason. You know, advice is such crap when it comes to relationships. It really is. When it comes to relationships, you know, we had Tracy on earlier this morning, and we were talking about how she was mothering. Do you have the child in the bed with you or not? It is all crap because you're so unique. Mm-hmm. She's unique. Scott's unique. Their child is unique. You're unique. Jason's unique. And it's a unique situation. Do what you want
to
do.
But we all love to judge. Right. So whatever you do, we're going to tell you you screwed up.
And for you to judge me.
Everybody's advice is going to come from their personal experience. If their experience and the way they did it is working for them, that's their advice. If they went through it and it didn't work for them, they're going to give you the opposite advice. So really what it comes down to is do what you want.
Yeah, and if people listened to me and did what they wanted and didn't care about advice, we would have no show. So let's not go with that theory.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.